Okay, I want to talk really just about One Piece. Before Hallel, so we pour the fourth coast. Shabbos, we're going to talk about the fourth coast and also why we pour Kosher Eliyahu. What's the rationale? What is the why we call it Kosher Eliyahu? And some of the Menhagim to drink Kosher Eliyahu. But all of a sudden, right before Hallel, we have a paragraph: Shvoch Hamaskal Agayim Mashalo Yedo Ucha V'Am Amla Mechosa Lo Karo, etc., etc. At this point in time, we open up the door. We go out to greet Eliyahu HaNavi. See a story of the Gur, the Chidushei Harim tells the story of the Noda Behuda, literally how we would go out down this, down the steps, and would escort, at least in the neshama, of the Eliyahu HaNavi into the house. So, what I wanted to really discuss, and I'm not, part of it is also based on recent events in Israel, this notion of nekama, revenge. I mean, is this a Jewish concept? It would seem from a first glance at Shvoch HaMascha, at this moment it seems to be, Kel Nekamas Hashem, and we'll see a piece from Reb Chaim Shmulevitz about it. A beautiful idea. I just wanted to discuss to understand how we should look at this Keta. So I took, first of all, from the Otsos Haggadah, which is the Masifta on the Haggadah, just a few, just ideas, just Aleph, the Rashbats, the Ritva, the Orchas Chaim, B'Shem HaRa'ah, Rabbeinu Bachya, the Me'iri, the Abud Ram, the Ran. Perisha Shenegu Lo Mashvoch HaMoscha Lefi Mashem Avur B'Yushalmi, Shetam, Takonis Arba, the reason why we drink the four Kosos, Kineged Arba Kosos Shapur Onos, Sha'asad HaKosh Baruch Hu Lahashkos Has Umos Olam. Bavli is talking about the four Lashonos of Geula, but Yushalmi talks about the four Lashonos of Poronos, of punishment per se. Lochein ato bekosa revi, shenishlamis mitzvahs arba kosas mevakshim en kodesh baruch hu, shvoch ha-moscha koloma sheyishpoch es kosos, ha-poronos ha-umos v'yigolenu. So we're asking, so at this point in time, we would like you to have this Puranos, these four levels of punishment to Umos HaOlam, so that we can be go, we could be nigga. We turn the page in Dalet, the Orchas Chaim, Hevish Yesh Mefarshim, Shelefi Shekiyamnu Kamna Mitzvos Kiddush, Birchas Sakarpas, Matzah, Mora, Uche Elu HaMitzvos Yodanu Hashem Mekaronu B'Shmo. We said so many brachas. It was interesting. Remember the Tosfos in the beginning of Arfei Pesachim, called Ochel Matzah be'Erev Pesach Ilu Bo'ol Aris Susasa be'Beis Chamav. So if you count the brachas until we eat the matzah, there are seven brachas. Very nice little diuk. I'm trying to remember who said that. Here we korano b'shma Baruch Ato Hashem, Omrim Shvoch HaMoscha LaGoyim She'enim Korim B'Shem Hashem. Just take a step back. So, Shvoch HaMascha El HaGoyim that do not call in your name. It's a difficult concept. It's a difficult concept. She'enim Karim B'Shem Hashem. So they're not so frum. They're not so frum. The Masi Hashem perish in Hay. She'acharei she'siparnu was called Hanisim va'osa she'hoyi b'yitzis Mitzrayim. V'sparsmu b'chol la'olam. And now that we told the whole story, and everyone knows about Yetzias Mitzrayim, right? They saw the Ten Commandments on Channel 7. V'adayin yesh mamlecha she'omdim b'mradam ve'enim mekablam pirsam hazeh. And still there are people who are arguing. Anu mevakshim sheyishpoch aleihem chamaso. And we're asking us, oh, so they still don't believe, so we'd like you to punish them. Turn the page. So here you also have, just this is what I quoted to you before, just in beautiful, beautiful Haggadah I picked up last year. Shvocha Maschal Hagoyim, Minag Yisrael of Tawach Hadalas, the Knesset Eliyahu Hanavi, Zochulatov, Bereisi Bishalas and Tshuvos, and Tirash Vyitzar, Shehevi, Misefe Or Pinay Yitzchok, Lahagom Rab Yitzchok Feigenbaum, who was the Rav of the Yav Bezan of Warsaw, Shekosov Shamati Shapamachas Hiflik Aden Marena Rabbeinu Marim, Magur, the Sakidusha Harim, grandfather of the Sfasemes, Mitzidkaso Shal Hagon Hanoda Yehuda, Vesiba Shabala Pesach Bamiras Hagoda, Kishaposkam Hadeles, when he would open up the door, Bamiras Shvocha Moscha, Ho Yeholech Malaves Elio Hanovi Mikol Hamadrego Shaitzabates, he literally went down the stairs. Vyomalosha Ho Yeroes Elio, he didn't see him. Believe that Yahu Hanavi does come to everyone from Klal Yisrael. Ubevade haya gam etzlo lochein lifu v'sim adim rabenu zatzal shemunah me'es ke'es kezos igadola migili Eliyahu. It's unbelievable that the moon is even greater than actually Eliyahu coming. Anyhow, just this piece now with Shvocha Moscha. So he says also, Shvocha Masa Lagayim Shal Yaducha, Ve'al Machosa Shal Bishimcha Lo Kara'u Ki Yochas Yaakov Yisna Ve'yishamu, Shvocha Lehem, Zamecha V'char Nabcha Yasi Geim, Tirdof B'yafis Hashem, Yidei Mitachash Me'yasham. V'yachar Kach Omrim Lo Lonu Hashem Lo Lonu. So, and this is important, but the idea that I'd like to put forth at the end, that this placement of Shvocha Masa is an introduction to Lo Lanu Hashem Lo Lanu. Ki l'shimcha tenkovet is attached to Hallel. It's not just, I realize in the time of the Haggadah, because I'm going to give it a shot, I realize in the time of the Beis HaMikdash, we didn't say Shvocha Masa. This is something which is later on, very early on, many different girsos of the psukim, how to say Shvocha Masa. Maybe another time we'll go through exactly what that machlokus is. So I have to understand. What does one have to do with the other? So the Mefarshim asks, why was Paro punished? Hello, kachoyis agazera of them. Wasn't his promise to Moshe? To Avram. This is what's going to happen. They're going to be punished, and they're going to have some. They're going to be enslaved for 400 years. Umetarsim de afakav shekach nixal yidei kodesh baruch hu. Ulam paro lehuskavin lekayim bezemitz v'sashem. Nachinami. But that's not what you had in mind. Same thing. Beginning of Avodah Zarah. Elish Shibet as Yisrael, Machmas Rishasa. What did they do? They were Rishon. They wanted to hurt Klal Yisrael. They didn't do it with Shem Shemayim. Hinei im umos ha'olam, sonum ha'son v'rotzum l'harad Yisrael chas v'shalom. Halavada shekachu gezeres min ha'shamayim. The only reason they're able to do this, because it is a gezer min ha'shamayim. V'nim t'l l'chore she'ein magilem shemonish. Ulam be'emes ha'goyim marim li'yisrael rak mishem mish'asam v'loki dedekayim g'zeres Hashem. Heaven will shame mitzvah. And he says the next very interesting, v'lachein anu om shvocha maschal la'goyim. Asher lo yada'ucha. Those who hurt us, they didn't know you, they didn't do it. Hein einam yodim es Hashem, v'yamam l'chos Hashem b'shimcha lo kora'u. Shaina Karam Lama Hidini Mukhar Mazum and the Kai Mrs. Hashem. Lano Shisrael. They didn't say Hidini Mukham when they tried to kill us. Eliki Ochos Yaakov is Nove Yishamu. Shatachlisam, their whole purpose was Lechol is Yaakov. Ki Hotha be Yadua Sha Achsav Son El Shah Halacha be Yadua Sha Esav Son El Shah Yaakov. Esav hates Yaakov. Lochain Shmocha Lehem Zamacha. Baram Shema Toma Tekibin Dazin and Basel Machshava, Imkenu Laikam Yisrael Ainzachus. We also, what's our Zachus? Ki Eim Mechabin Bemiswasel Meshem Shemayim? Imken Be'ezus Chus Nivakish Lanish Sagoim. So what Did we do all the mitzvahs l'shem shemayim? Ulam ha'teretzi, da'af, and b'nei Yisrael, enim mishleimus. Mikomakom kasheh goyim. It's only Yisrael harei zechil Hashem. Beautiful pshat. It's not simply because it's true. We may not be deserving, but allowing them to continue to punish us, it's a chil Hashem in itself. Ki omrim agayim she Yisrael ha'odim Hashem Yisparach einam ne'ezarim al yado. You see, Klal Yisrael, it's not helped. I mean, for thousands of years, the Christian dogma about the Jews having been the damned people, that lost, you know, the Torah was taken away from us and given wandering to another. Jews. What?
Wandering Jews.
Wandering, but still, they also looked at us, you know, we deserve to be in the ghetto. We deserve to be, you know, downtrodden. We're the ones who rejected God. Therefore we say, Lolanu Hashem Lanu, ki l'shimcha ten kavod. Not for us, but for you. But what you see from here also, this idea of Shvoch HaMoscha, this din of Nekama, here what we're saying is, it's because it was a chil Hashem. And for you, Kadosh Baruch Hu, you have to take up the arms per se and to make things right. And this is an idea which Reb Chaim Shmulevitz, in his piece on page 5, talks about Nekama. So he starts off, he gives a number of examples. Vayikruhu Yemei David Lamus, Vayitzav Shlomo Ben Alemar. In the beginning of Malachim, David is about to die. So he calls in Shlomo HaMelech. He says, Anochi holech b'derech ala aretz, etc. V'shamartes mishmeres Hashem lekechel olechaz b'drachav l'shmar chukosav mitzvosav v'mishpatav. I'm leaving, I'm dying, I want you to take over, follow the Kadosh Baruch Hu. V'hineim chashimi ben gera, ben hayimini, mivucharam v'hu kololani kolola nimretzes b'yosim lechem. So he's talking about that he was a morid b'malchus, he's chayiv misa. I couldn't kill him, but I want you. You're a wise man. You will figure out what to do. It's very difficult to understand this. David HaMelech Halav Hashem Mitzavoso. He's now giving his last tzivui. B'toch devarav ha-kedoshim ha-shehem gufei Torah tzrichem limud ve'iyim b'ligvul. V'heim divrei pridoso achronim b'terem oso. These are the final words that he is telling before he dies. B'toch ha-dvarim gamas ba'kashas ha-nakamim v'shimi ben gera. He wasn't able to do it because of the Shvua. He was commanding that he should do it through his Chachma. Isn't this? This is a Peledic. This is the best time to do something like this. Whoever thinks that you're about to die, this is the last thought that you have in your mind to take revenge? You're thinking about yourself. You want to have tshuva. Whatever you're thinking of, I want to make sure I'm telling my children. This is not your last thought. Kavacham l'David HaMelech. It is true. He was Morib Malchus. He was Chayiv Misa. He should have killed him. But because of Shua, he couldn't. Ulam, and here is an amazing statement. She'ela zu lo yishalena ela misha eino yodei ativa shenakama. You know who asked this question? someone who doesn't understand the idea of nekama of revenge. Ki yesh bo b'nekama inin gadol v'rav. There's an amazing idea. L'lo kol zika l'midas ha-nekama ha-metsuya b'tavol shel adam. Something which a person doesn't even realize. Sholeh kosa b'sefer mesilas yesharim. Ki mituka hi medvash. Mesilas yesharim. This yesharim is like how a person should act. The tzidka is the, you know, the tmeimah stick of a person. Ki mituka midvash. It's sweeter than honey. Umachmas osa inyan gadol on a motzim eitzel dove bakashas nekama. Afsha amr lov chazal, shalom shalom bo yetzor. It's not from the Yetzirah. So why would David the Melech? And then he goes on. V'yosem ikach. Af v'yolem ha'neshamo shebegan edem on a motzim drishas nekama. Not only in this world, but in Gan Eden. K'mo shenemar, in Melachim, re'isi os Hashem yoshev al kiso. Every, you can imagine, God is sitting there and all the tzvokos are sitting around him. Who is the one who's going to punish Achav? Everyone comes with different ideas. I'll take care of the Ruach. Who is the Ruach? For Amru Chazal, my Ruach, Amru Rabbi Yochanan, Zerucho, Shel Navos. Navos who was killed by Achav. Upei Rish Rashi, Lefisha Achav, Horeg as Navos, Hoyerucho, Machso, Lepito, Lapilo. The Neshama, the Ruach, later on in Gan Eden. Even he's the one who wants to go after Moshe, even he wants to go after Achav. He's already dead. Roman Manu Shabrucha Shanova Shahisam and Mechitza Shakarish Baraku Darsha Vechitzul in the Kamba Achav Al Shirotach as Novos. The Afshi Yoda, even he knew Shahayide Kach Yidchem and Mechitza Shakarish Baraku Lom Hamasokain. Where are you? You're sitting next to the Kaddish Baraku and you're willing to leave the Kaddish Baraku to get in the Kama. Mao Tam in the Kama Ba'ola Ha'emes Shaimbo Hayetahara. Why are you going after this idea of nekama? Elish and nekama, makarim of kamen rom v'nisa. Now he's going to say unbelievable. Kach amru gedola nekama shenitna ben shtei osios shenemar kel nekama Hashem, right? Kel Hashem ugedoli kamadim mekadesh mitosh shenitna ben shnei shemus hakadoshim. Veneer beer in Yanush and the Kama. So what is the deeper understanding? Ki tochona ena onesh gerid. It's not talking about punishing only. Of course there's a punishment. Sometimes it's not even a punishment, it's also a schar. Elohimitsu cheshman hatzad geba olam. It's justice. Simple justice. Vinyanu gadol humot, shekibin shecheshman hatzad ignasa, harezev kovet shemayim ba olam. It's right and wrong. This person got away with murder. Isn't it justice to know that Hitler Yimach Shemam is not in Gan Eden? Don't we want to see them punished? V'chem is mamidere gemara, kel nekamas Hashem, kel nekamas Hofia. Shtei nekamas alulama. What do I have to say twice? Achas ha-tova v'achas ha-ra. Hine af piron schar le-tova karni. This is the same idea as schar v'onesh. It has to be schar v'onesh. Otherwise, there's no justice in this world. Beautiful, a beautiful example. The Rambam says, also l'hitmamei b'chul Shabbos l'chol sheish b'sakana. Hilchos Shabbos. You can't hold off. You can't take a second when the chul Shabbos you are mechal Shabbos to save someone. Shenemar sheyaseh osama adam v'chai bohem. Holomadis she'em mishpatei ha-Torah nekamas ba'olam. Unbelievable. What is it? Why is the Rambam saying this? Ela rachim v'chesed v'sholem ba'olam. There is no nekama ba'olam. What does that mean, mishpatei ha-Torah? The mishpat of the Torah is not nekama. What does he mean? He says, Elo apikorsim she'omrim she'zechilu Shabbos v'osar. And not only in apikorsim would say this. Chil Shabbos, so it's us, let the person die. Aleim akasev omer gam ani nasatim lemchukim lo tovim mishpatim lo yichubehem. Ulechore enim buvon masha akasev haram b'shem mishpatei ha-tovim. What does the Rambam mean by that? V'chi ma ini nekama lakan. U'masal kadata shem mishpatei ha-tovim nekama ba'olam. Nirikim osha b'yanish nekama hi hanhagas ha-tzedek ba'olam. Because when nekama means to live a life of justice. V'yapiza ha-yemin ha-din shalotitcha Shabbos b'mek b'kuach nefesh shaharei im lo b'risi yomam v'layla chukos shemayim v'eris v'samti u'ma'adin sheyadcha adam b'fnei ha-tar. What is that the Torah pushes off? Elam b'fnei shemishpatei ha-Torah rachamim v'chesed v'shalom ba'olam. This is the very nature of Torah, of rachamim v'chesed. Then he goes on. If I could just skip this paragraph, v'zehu inyan mashomer b'gemara yuma. Amar Yossi ben Levi, lo menikra shemon anshe kinesa gedola shaksiro atoro liyoshna. What did the kinesa gedola say? He goes into the different people. Said, we say hakel agadol hagibo b'hanora, and he goes into different who stopped saying because they didn't see it. Asi yimavu amar nachru mekarim b'heichalo. He saw the Goyim, he saw the Romans, the Babylonians, the Hecholo, Aye Narasa. Where's your Nora? How'd you allow this? Loma Nora, he didn't use the term Nora. Asa Daniel, Amar Nachum Mishtabim Bevanov, Aye Gevurasa. Where's your Gevura? Loma Giba. Goes on, and finally, Ashekin Esgidolo, they returned that. What does that mean? So the Pinchas, Nehemiah Pinchas ben Elazar ben Aaron, a Kohen, Heshev is Chamosi. So first of all, what is Nekama? Nekama is justice. This is what's right. Person did something wrong, he should be punished. He shouldn't be so forgiving. And in Pinchas it says, Pinchas ben Elazar ben Aaron, a Kohen, Heshev is Chamosi.
Is Nekama really justice? Can you really make that statement that Nekama is justice? Nekama, justice is one thing. Justice is a very pedantic way of dealing with things. Nekama is a lot more emotional. It's a lot more
very good. So now you really came in just at the right point. Because I want to start switching this. Yes, we have a definition when Nekama is. And what Joel is introducing is, but are you doing it for the right reason? Are you doing it l'shem shemayim? Or are you doing it emotionally? U'b'pinchas nema, pinchas ben Elazar ben Aaron, ha-kohen, heishavs chamosim mi'al b'nei Yisrael b'kinos kinosi. L'chein or hinini nosin lo b'risi shalom. U'perish ha-svarn, ha-svarn says shalom mi'malach ha-mavis. Shem pinchas herich yomim yosim ishlosh ha-meishan, lived more than 300 years. V'chol sheget im Pinchas hu Eliyahu v'hu adayin chay v'kayam. V'lechol zeh zocha Pinchas, why al yidei b'kinos kinasi perish Rashi, b'nekama is nikma si gedol nekama. V'hazoka zocha l'nekama is nikma Hashem, harehu mar v'kavet shemayim ba'olam. And if you do the nekama of the Kadosh Baruch Hu, then you are being marba, you are creating tremendous kavet to Shem Shemayim. Umatzina Shabishah Shabawashvatam bin Yaakov, Likvaras Avihem Bimarasa Machpela, gives another fascinating medrash. Amar Esau V'ira V'hargu Choshem Mabanim. I said, what are you doing? Don't put him there. And Choshem and Don chops off his head for Amru Chazal. Paschina Yaakov Leinel. What do you do? Yaakov opens his eyes and starts to laugh. He wasn't even a personal nekama, ela nikmas Hashem. Kibun shan nekama yesh bo shalom mimalach hamavis. Notice he was doing it. The shame shemayim. Esav deserved to be punished.
But when Shimon and Levi did it, they specifically said it was emotional, not the covenant of Hashem. And Yaakov didn't say that they did anything.
And Yaakov wrong. May have been wrong in his attack of Shimon and Levi.
Said, how is it going to look for the goyim? He didn't say that there's anything wrong with that.
No, but in Vayechi, when he was talking about all the sons, he criticized them in Parshas Vayechi.
Yes, he does. He criticized them, and the Meshech Chachma in Parshas Va'era criticizes Yaakov. Maybe there was a right to have a nekama there. We're going to get to that in a second. Zeh tam shechizra rucho shenavos l'nekam ba'achem. This is the reason why Navos came back. Obeglav regashi nekama paratiyim. Sheimakom lekachem mechitzas al shekadosh baruch hu. Elikadeshet deskayim hanekama ba'olam. There is a pure idea of nekama. Capital P. There is a pure idea of nekama. Sheyiru hakolis hanhagas hakadosh baruch hu shemeshalim leosei risho kipolam. We're having trouble with this because we only know the impure notion of nekama. Nekama for us means I'm getting back at the guy. I'm not looking for justice. I'm getting back at the guy. That's very different. Zu hoysa materet savaso shel David HaMelech. Alu v'shem Shlomo b'no b'shas b'tirasu ki yasa b'chachmaso v'yiparim mishimi ben gera. I'm just reminded of Reb Chaim's another thing. When Penina was doing an Aveira L'Shem Mitzvah per se, when Penina was making fun of Chana, in order for her to really get to be Mespalel, and yet Penina is punished. So he asked, he said, so she was doing an Aveira L'Shem Shemayim, she's like doing a Mitzvah, why was she punished? Because when you do an Aveira L'Shem Shemayim, you better make sure it's 100% L'Shem Shemayim. And she had a little bit of just enjoyment. And that's also the idea of nekama. V'yapizen isbar lo hoya hadavar mutal dafka adavim al navos mi'acha she'ein kan cheshbonos parotiyim ele cheshbonos sa'asiyas tzedek bi'olun leman harbos kovet shemayim. That is the nekama that's permitted. U'lecharu kol b'nei adam shavim b'zeh ele nirish zeh she'nifka min ha'ovo margish Yosem is uloso es habegam ba'olam kozman shel nismatza cheshben hatzedek. And then he just, the last paragraph I think we should, because this moves on to our, starts to segue into the second idea. Uvamokam acha b'yarnos hakosav v'yar Pinchas ben Elazar ben Aaron hakohen v'yakam itoch ha'eda v'yikach roma b'yodo. Yesh etatek lo mehutrach hakosav kam v'yasa l'yarno. What do you have to say here? He's from Aaron. Kemo shediktu chazal because of Reish Parshas Pinchas. Pinchas ben Elazar ben Aaron hakohen heishav chamasi me'al b'nei Yisrael b'kanos kenasi v'salchav amru. The feed the shvatim were saying mevazim, so they were embarrassing him, making fun of him. Harisim ben Poti zeh shepitam avi amo agam. Who's your yichas from? V'harik nasi v'Yisrael. Lefichav bo hakasa v'yachsu achar Aaron. What is this? It's important. Habali Moloch, he comes to ask you a shayla ain morin lo. You don't tell him to do it. Ubi adavahu shalohuta damo shalhabawal aramis el kanoyim. Only to certain people. Not to your average Joe. What? The person is doing it 100%. L'shem shemayim. The Hainu Lizesh and Makanas Kinnas Hashem Tzavakos, Lusoni Lov, Lamavakesh were also. So that's, we understand in the coming the Shvoch HaMascha. Now we're going to start focusing perhaps, yes, it's at this point in the Haggadah, there is a Shvoch HaMascha. We're asking the Kaddish Baruch Hu for punishment. But I'd like to introduce perhaps a different Mahalach, a different idea. First little idea from number six, on page 9 from Rav Nevensal. Kan shalu madu rol nachum b'siyam layla zeh lomer p'siksa. What a, at the end, why are we saying this? So the first paragraph he says, you know, some people think, oh, we added this during the blood libels. He says, that's not true. Before the blood libels, it was there already. The last two lines, B'nira b'ze'od, Shinei b'se'yim ha'shalayla, L'achash ha'sachin ha'lesader ha'sov la'asos, Hasidika halacha. Yochel es orach ha'svashalim kitruk ha'kol, Akasha emnon sidarnu es ha'pesach. Someone could still attack us. Did we do the carbon Pesach? Ach lo ha'sein ha'carbon ha'pesach. Sharei lo hikrav the carbon ha'pesach ki'hilchaso. Kashez ha'chinu l'sadar so kein nizkel ha'soso. Reminiscence of last week's idea, Musafim Kilchasam, right? Tamidim Kisidram, Vlachain Omrim Mavaksham on a Makarashbach, Shavo Hamas Lagayim, Laymar Lo Elena Lavo, Batruna Al Shalohik Ravnik. We're basically saying to you, what do you want from us? Ela Lagayim Turklishbo Kasa. If you're angry at us, should be angry at us. Angry at the Gayim. Ki Anu Matsinu. We're ready. Umima akev hagoyim ashel yaducha ki ochas Yaakov is nave hishamu. Shecherim is beis abechira. They're the ones who destroyed the beis hamikdash. Ukamosha amu on betvilas masa ve'ein anachli chom lasos chavasein bebeis bechirasecha b'pnei hayan shenishtalcha b'mikdash echa. So here we're saying, don't, you know, if you're angry at us, don't be angry at us. Be angry at the Gaim. They're not letting us do it. And the Rav, in the next week, this is from Rav Shechter's Haggadah. This is the reason why it's here. Rav Soloveitchik explained that it seems that this paragraph is placed here as an introduction to Birchas Hashir, which begins with Nishmas Kol Chai. When Hashem first appeared to Moshe, he revealed to him that one of his names is Eker Asher Eker. I shall be and I shall be. What does it mean? Rashi explains his name. The connotation that justice Hashem is with Bnei Yisrael throughout the present period of suffering, just like he was in Mitzrayim, he will similarly be with them at the time of their future subjugation at the hands of other kingdoms. In other words, even before Yetzias Mitzrayim, Hashem promised that just as he would presently redeem the Jewish people from Mitzrayim, he will redeem the Geula Hasida in the end of days. This idea is reflected in Yachatz, when we put away a larger piece of the matzah for the Afikoman. This represents our belief in the Geula Hasida, and that we await Nisim at that time that will be even greater than those we experience at Yetzias Mitzrayim. Likewise on Seder night, when we celebrate and thank Hashem for the Geula from Mitzrayim, we recite the Tefillah of Nishmas Kol Chai, which refers to the Geula Hasida. In it, we ask that He brings the final redemption and fulfill His promise that the day will come when all of mankind will recognize HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This Tefillah represents a certain problem, however. The final Geula cannot come to fruition until all the nations of the world accept Hashem's kingship. This is implied by the words Nishmas Kol Chai, as well as by the tefillah that we recite on Rosh Hashanah and some on Yom Kippur. Belocha kol olam kulo bichvodecha. Kol pu'ulosh ki ato pa'alto. V'yoven kol yitzur ki ato yitzarto. Let everything that has been made known that you are its maker. Let everything that has been molded understand that you are its molder. What will happen if even a minority of nations continues to reject Hashem's malchus at that time? Is it right that the geula of the rest of mankind be delayed because of them? The Tefillah Shvoch HaMasa addresses this issue. We pray that Hashem should destroy those few nations that refuse to accept Him so that they do not delay the final geula. The Rav is introducing already a different notion. It's not Shvoch. I want you to punish them because of what they've done to us. But we're entitled to a Geula Shleima. And they're stopping us from having a Geula Shleima. And if this is the necessary way, the method, in order for us to have a Geula Shleima, Shavu Chamas Alagayim, once those nations are destroyed, then our Tefillah of Nishamas Kochai be realized. Before I go, I'm just going to start with a question, and I'm going to give my answer at the end. I've always been bothered by why Hallel, I've said this on Shabbos, when we said Hallel, we went up to the rooftops in Yerushalayim. The rooftops, the Rashba points out that it had a lesser or a lower level of Kedusha than on the floor. And one has to ask oneself, when it comes to challah, when you think about it, it's at the height of the evening of having our Seder, of Yetzias Mitzrayim. You are in that level of Kedusha. Why are you going to a lower level of Kedusha? But before I give the answer, I want to show, and I think I found it a very similar idea in the Maharam Prak. He doesn't say what I'm going to say, but we're talking about, when it comes to Nekama, the problem is that we don't do it L'Shem Shemayim. And that eradicates or erodes the neshama of the Jew. If you look at this Haggadah, it's a beautiful paragraph. And the second half of the Seder begins with the declaration of Shvoch HaMascha. We fill the cup of Eliyahu and open the door. Why do we start the second with such a petition? And why is it said in conjunction with the cup of Eliyahu? In the discussion of Halal, we pointed out that Haggadah is divided into two parts. The first is concerned with the redemption from Mitzrayim, and the second half, which centers around our hopes for the ultimate redemption. By pouring out a cup of wine for one who is to accompany the Mashiach, we symbolize our hope for Mashiach's coming. By opening the door, we do not only indicate that he is welcome, but also that his coming should be in full view for all to witness. Your wrath is only directed towards those who, even after the revelation of God's sovereignty, still refuse to recognize and acknowledge this fact. Only such individuals deserve divine punishment. But what is the significance of Eliyahu HaNavi to all this? Who was he? And what was his uniqueness that he alone should have the merit to announce the advent of the Messianic age? Now, all of you are going to hear me saying, like, why dafke him? We give different answers. He says something very beautiful, very, very important, I think, is a musa for us. We read in Malachim of the incident of his confrontation with the false prophets of Baal. After he has defeated them, and Klal Yisrael recognized the single true God and proclaimed Hashem Elohim, even the wicked king Ahav shows a moment of sincere repentance. At this point, we are told that Eliyahu girded his loins and ran before the king, proclaiming, make a path, make a way for the king. He thereby exhibited the proper respect that was due to a king of Israel. One of the lessons to be learned here of the greatness of Eliyahu is revealed in the way he was able to humble himself and offer homage to the repentant king, only moments after his previous victory over King Ahav, who he had called a sinner and enemy of Israel. This is a demonstration. Eliyahu was not motivated by hatred or revenge. Goes back to the first idea, Reb Chaim of Pinchas. 100% L'Shem Shemayim, yet another lesson can perhaps be learned there. From the righteous way the Eliyahu acted after the king showed signs of repentance, we can then look back at his strong words and realize that these words said in a spirit of truth rather than out of anger, frustration, zealotry. Such a hard thing. You know, sometimes I have a conversation, sometimes with close friends, and there's a certain, one individual has a certain antagonism I find towards our way of life, a modern orthodoxy. And I turn to him at times and I say, you have to ask yourself a question. Why does it bother you so much that I live a different life than you do? I'm not saying who's right or wrong. There is no right or wrong. The Yud Bei Sha'arim, everyone chooses their way. Hasidus, Yeshivas, modern orthodox, whatever it is. But you have to ask yourself a question when you get so angry that the other person is not following your derech. Do you really think it's a shame shemayim? You're just upset that he's not, that you think you're right and everyone should follow me. No, you know what? The way I live my life is not for everyone. This shows us that if one wishes to be zealous on behalf of Hashem and admonishes others, he must be sure that his words and his actions are sincerely motivated for the sake of heaven. Just the last paragraph with this, I could skip it, but I just think it's beautiful that he writes it. this point, the Jew pours out his heart and soul to Hashem, asking for the ultimate redemption. The Psik says that B'nai Yisrael were blessed with two redeemers, Moshe Rabbeinu, at the time of Yitzhak Mitzrayim, and Eliyahu in the future. Yisrael merited to have two prophets, who were both from the tribe of Levi, Moshe Rabbeinu and Eliyahu HaNavi. As Moshe Rabbeinu was accompanied by Aaron HaKohen, Eliyahu would be accompanied by Mashiach. Redemption was realized not only by Moshe, who represents Torah and Mitzvahs, but by Aharon, the man of peace. Only when our actions go hand in hand with peace are we able to realize redemption. I would like to say, offer the following shot before we read the final idea of the Mamram of Prague. I think the reason why we go from a higher level of Kedusha to a lower level of Kedusha is dafka because of this. I think the rationale is for us to remain on this. It's as if we're saying to Kadosh Baruch Hu, you're right, Kel Nekamas Hashem. And we should be davening, we want the Geula Shalema. And yes, we should understand, according to the words of Reb Chaim Shmulevitz, Shvo Chamotel Agoyim, they deserve to be punished. They didn't do L'Shem Shemayim. In the very beginning, when we said, they weren't calling L'Shem, they don't even say your name. You think, what that means is they don't recognize that everything's Ma'is Hashem. And therefore, what do we say? In a Hanami, that's how it should be. But we're human. And if we take this idea of Nekama to heart, it will destroy us. It will destroy us. We're just not tzaddik, and we quoted David. David HaMelech, he could have Nekama. Yaakov, he could have Nekama. Navas, the Ruach of Navas, he could have Nekama. Pinchas, he could have Nekama. Nachum Brickin. It's too... I'm like the Reb Chaim who understands that even when I do an Aveira L'Shem Shemayim, I get a little, maybe more than a little with me. I'm going to have a little, Hanah. It's like I'm so happy when Boston Red Sox lose, you know. It's like, to me, it's more than, it's just like, Hanah, this is my life. You know, you see.
It's not an Aveira.
Yeah. You see your enemy fall, you know. We laugh, we enjoy, you know, just. But that's the whole idea. And I'm referring to certain incidents in Israel, not really in judgment, because part of me is like feeling like, it's coming to them, it's enough. I probably would do the same thing. And maybe that's a deeper lesson over here. That the Shvoch HaMoscha, we go from the lower, higher level of Kedusha to a lower level, because we're not worthy, or we just can't stay in that level of Kedusha and say, Shvoch HaMoscha Gaim. It's a little hint to us. Halavai can remain at that level, but we're not. We're just not. Look on page 16. I don't know if you see this in the Maral, but I think he says a little bit to what I'm saying. Ein Levakesh, literally, it's the last one, Tavshin Samachay, the last paragraph on the page in 16. Ein Levakesh, the Rose, Ra'os Adam Vafila Rasha. Shouldn't do it. Kimosha Amru Chazal. Yitam chotem enksiv, v'zeh b'ra l'shamayim, avara l'brios ansham midah k'nemidah, when they hurt each other, yeah, midah k'nemidah, shemotah l'vakesh, what, there you can ask, u'kamosha m'tzim b'alisha shekilin na'orim b'bnei shehem zilzu, right? With Elisha, they made fun of him, shereep in the mayim v'asa tov l'beri yizvayim chavatzim yosu b'datim, yes, midah k'nemidah, chavar e'adon l'adam, we could ask that. Yes, nevertheless, Elisha was punished. It's not given for everyone to do this. If you look at the last paragraph, Ki kasha lifnei Hashem yisbarach la'abed harishaim. Beautiful idea. It's hard for God to be ma'abed rishaim. Kemosha Amru Ala Pasik Madura Isi Kogva Yadav Al Chalto. Amar Rav Misha Kol Gevura Shalom. What does it mean? Rabbi Yochanan says, "Pemaya shemala, pemaya shemata." B'shoah shemashkarbo halalu masa yaday, halalu masa yaday. By Yam Suf, everyone is. You know, all of these people I created. Heich e'avad elu mivnei elu. How do I kill one instead of the other? B'chein big shemalchei hasharis lo mashiru. Amar lema kadosh baruch hu, masa yaday tovim b'yam ve'atam omrim stik. You're doing it. So let me finish off, I think, with a beautiful little passage from Rabbi Lam. I think it's really it sends home the message. The Seder's lovely, glowing experience, freedom, is celebrated among family and friends. Food, symbols abounding. We're happy at home and we are seated around this royal table. Why in such a pleasant atmosphere do we introduce the harsh and jarring note of Shvo Chamazo? Imploring the Almighty God to pour out his wrath upon the nations that know him not, and upon the kingdoms that have not called upon his name. Is it not better to concentrate upon freedom for the oppressed than upon the punishment of the oppressor? Why do we have to say this? However, those give verbal expression to their enmity are usually least likely to act upon it. A beautiful idea. We're big on talk. We don't do it. Those who acknowledge, as we do every Wednesday morning, that God is Kel Nekamos, are least likely to appoint themselves the official executioners on his behalf. To have to keep your righteous resentment pent up within, without release, is like not being able to perspire. And see, you got to let it out. You know, it's like around the Shabbos table. You know, we come up with the solutions right after we bench. You forget about it. It keeps the poison inside our system and destroys it. When the steam of indignation at the humiliations and indignities we have had to endure over the centuries build up, the pressure within us, we give it a release. In this case, Shvo Chamazcha. Then both we and the world are all better for it. We read those plagues as recounted in the Torah, and at the mention of each, we spill a bit of wine from our cups, for we mourn the loss of any life, even if it be that of our Egyptian enemies. It's a beautiful idea of the Shvo Chamazcha, something in a sense of daven for it, maybe. Don't do anything about it. Leave that to the Kodesh Baruch Hu. That's not for us to do. It's too destructive. Maybe that's why we were so upset when we heard some of the stories of what was happening in Israel at times. We're just upset because this is not something we do. This is not who we are. I know, I had the same ideas at times. Maybe this is what we have to do. That's why I'm not judging. But it's something for us to bear in the back of our mind to think of. This is not something we are part of. It's not in our nature. We are not the people who take the law, take these things into our own hands. We're just not a vindictive people. We're not a Nekama people. We're a people of Shalom, a people always searching for peace, and searching always to forgive others. And I think that is a deeper idea of the Shvo Chamazcha that's placed over here next to Hallel, and I think Rabbi Lam is saying it very well. It's almost as if it's a law in the books. But don't do it. Don't take it too much to heart. And that may be the most important idea of the entire evening. So we get caught in the fact that he shayamda and everything, Barlein and Kadosh Baruch Hu saves us, and the Geula has Seder, and etc., etc. But sometimes you have to live in the moment. And the moment is that we have to be a people who have an Eliyahu Anavi, who accompany Mashiach, but we're like a Moshe Rabbeinu who was accompanied by Aaron, who was an Ohev Shalom and a Rodev Shalom. And that was the essence in order for us to truly have a Geula Shleima. Chakosh v'sameach, and I guess we'll meet in a few weeks.
And you want Shabbos?